AI News by Conjero.
AWS just published an Agent Core walkthrough, and it's interesting because it nudges AI out of the invisible backend and into a browser session users can actually watch.
Right, the blog frames it as a three-step path. Create a session and get a live view URL, render that stream in a React app, and wire the agent so it can drive the browser while the user watches.
On paper, that sounds like a developer convenience. In practice, it changes the product. The model isn't just returning text, it's acting in a session where every click and navigation is visible.
That visibility creates new engineering demands. A live browser agent needs streaming updates, incremental rendering, and resilience for when users interrupt or the page structure changes.
Exactly, session creation is just the start. The harder questions are tracking state when the browser is the source of truth and making sure streaming activity doesn't make the UI sluggish.
And there's a big observability gap. Teams need more than a video feed. They need to record what the agent saw, what it inferred, what action it tried, and whether the front end can safely reconcile that.
The walkthrough also glosses over authentication and boundary issues. A browser agent will act across user permissions, app state, and backend access. That raises policy and data sensitivity questions.
Treat this as a platform move, not just a tutorial. By packaging session creation, live view rendering, and agent browser wiring into a React pattern, AWS pulls more of the agent's stack into its cloud surface.
That reflects the market shift. The next differentiation is operational, orchestration, streaming, and hosted execution, not only model quality or tool calling.
So it's promising, but not a turnkey production solution. Teams should ask how permissions are scoped, what rollback and audit look like, and when the user regains control, the difference between a demo and a dependable product.
AI News by Conjero.